From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Jakarta Deputy Governor Ahmad Riza Patria on Thursday revealed that the bed occupancy ratio across 140 hospitals treating COVID-19 patients in the capital city had dived from 90% in June and July to only 15%. As quoted by Tempo, the ICU facilities have also seen a positive development as occupancies have dropped to 31%, which means out of 1,349 ICU beds available in Jakarta for COVID-19 treatment, 414 are occupied. This coincides with the claim flattening COVID-19 curve in Jakarta. Mayor Bobi Nasution on Thursday, the Medan City Government North Sumatra is seeking to prioritize vaccination of 8,078 pregnant women in the city. The city government will try its best to do as the central government has suggested, after stipulating that the COVID-19 vaccine are safe for pregnant women and their fetus. The mayor said he expected the mass vaccination to accelerate the formation of herd immunity so the enforcement of level 4 community activity restriction in Medan could be lifted. Surabaya Mayor Eri Cahyadi has said that he is targeting to complete COVID-19 vaccination for students in Surabaya East Java by October this year. He said he hoped that the vaccine supply from the central government will continue to come so that his administration can immediately vaccinate students by holding mass vaccinations and administering vaccinations at schools. According to Mayor Cahyadi, vaccinations have been carried out in several schools in the city of Surabaya. However, due to the limited stock of vaccine available, not only schools have been able to organize vaccination programs. Let's move on to the international news. The Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga will step down, Kyodo News reported on Friday, and party sources said he would not run in a ruling party leader race in September, setting the stage for his replacement after just 1 year in office. Suga, who took over after Shinzo Abe resigned last September, citing ill health, has seen his support ratings sink to below 30% as the nation struggles with its worst wave of COVID-19 infection ahead of general election this year. The party leader contest is slated for September 29th, and the winner is all but assured of being premier because of the LDP's majority in the lower house. The government has been considering holding the general elections on October 17. South Korea on Friday extended social distancing curbs for several weeks to rein in COVID-19 outbreaks nationwide as the country supercharges its vaccination campaign ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday later this month. Prime Minister Kim Buk-kyung said the toughest level 4 restriction in Greater Seoul and level 3 curbs in the rest of the country would run through the October 3rd. However, he also announced that the restaurants and cafes in the Greater Seoul area would be allowed to close an hour later each evening and families would be allowed to gather in groups of up to 8 people in the week of the September 21st Chuseok holiday. President Joe Biden on Thursday pledged robust federal help for the northeastern and Gulf states battered by Hurricane Ida and four western states besieged by wildfires, with the catastrophe serving as deadly reminders that the climate crisis has arrived. The president said he will further press Congress to pass his nearly $1 trillion U.S. dollar infrastructure bill to improve roads, bridges, the electric grid, and sewer system. The proposals intend to ensure that the vital networks connecting cities and states and the country as whole can withstand the flooding, whirlwinds, and damage caused by increasingly dangerous weather. The United States on Thursday shipped more than 2 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine to Kenya and Ghana on Thursday through the COVAX Global Distribution Program. The United States sent over 880 million doses to Kenya, bringing the total number of doses sent to the African country to just over 1.76 million. The doses are being delivered through COVAX, jointly run by the World Health Organization and the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization. That was the news.
Has not yet decided whether to formally recognize the Taliban government after the group took over Afghanistan last month. But the European Union aid money will determine what condition may apply in Afghanistan. Quoting the Antara news agency, Slovenia's foreign minister Anze Logar, whose country holds the European Union presidency for 6 months, said that accusations of the Taliban as a terrorist organization by several European Union countries made the new government in Afghanistan need recognition of legal status. This is not only a diplomatic issue, but also a legal issue. As a group of 27 democracies, the European Union should continue to strive to uphold human rights around the world. Although condemning the Taliban, which is considered to have oppressed women when in power from 1996 to 2001, yet when it comes to human rights, the sanction given must still take into account human values for Afghan people as a whole. For the European Union, the recognition of the Taliban government by other countries will certainly have important consequences, such as allowing the Taliban access to foreign aid on which the previous Afghan government depended. Meanwhile, for the violence carried out by the Taliban, strict sanction can also be given, considered the European Union is the largest aid donor in the world. Undeniably, without aid, it would be the biggest blow to the Taliban government and impact on the Afghan people. But of course, all help has conditions. European Union policies must always be based on the values they commonly refer to as human rights, democracy, rule of law, solidarity, and freedom of expression. Unfortunately, some of these values cannot be applied by the European Union itself. One of the European Union members, Slovenia, for example, stated that it is not open to refugees from Afghanistan. The European Union commitment to Afghan refugees also seems to only apply to those who have worked with European troops, NATO, governments, and institutions in Afghanistan. In fact, a few other Afghans feel scared and want to flee their country because they are not in line with the Taliban.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We begin today in history on September 3, 1928, when Sir Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. On September 3, 1928, a Scottish scientist named Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin, an antibiotic against bacteria. The research team from Oxford University, led by Australian pathology expert Howard Walter Florey and English biochemical experts Ernst Boris Chain, successfully isolated and purified penicillin based on Fleming's early discovery. In 1945, with penicillin discovery as the first antibiotics, Alexander Fleming, along with Howard Florey and Ernst Chain, was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Next, September 3, 1939, when England and French declared war against Germany. After Germany's invasion of Poland, England and French declarations of war became the beginning of World War II. Right after declaring the war, England and French blocked the German Navy in the Atlantic. This triggered the Battle of the Atlantic that broke until the end of World War II, May 8, 1945. Last one is on September 3, 1976, when Viking 2 landed on Mars. NASA landed the Viking 2 on Mars September 3, 1976. Viking 2 followed the success of Viking 1, which was launched 1 year earlier on August 20, 1975. The two missions were launched to take pictures and collect other scientific data to observe life on Mars. This mission cost $1 billion. However, no meaningful sign of life was discovered, and the search for life on Mars continues.
Oh.
Every time you are in trouble, I will always be there for you. Every time I look into your eyes, I know that I will always love you. For every word I say, for everything I do, darling, there will always be you.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Investment and Investment Coordinating Board BKPM joined hands with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in strengthening national economic diplomacy cooperation. A Memorandum of Understanding MOU on Economic Diplomacy Implementation on Investment was signed by Minister of Investment Bahlil Lahadalia and Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi virtually on Tuesday. On the occasion, Minister Bahlil Lahadalia said that Indonesian Ambassador and Consul Generals have an important role in promoting national investment opportunities abroad. Amid the uncertainty of the pandemic COVID-19, it is time for Indonesia to do internal consolidations in a bid to attract foreign direct investment or FDI. Minister Bahlil further remarked that currently, his side has prepared the investment opportunity map that can be used by Indonesian representative abroad in promoting investment in the country. The counterbalance other countries' penetrations Indonesia keeps making stimuli, such as the investment opportunity map. Indonesia has 23 good proposals. Also, the government is making innovation in speeding up business licensing. One of them is the risk-based online single submission OSS, launched officially by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on August 9, 2021. Minister Bahlil admitted that OSS is not yet 100% and it still needs a lot of adjustment. Meanwhile, Minister Retno Marsudi highlighted the positive development of business climate transformation in Indonesia and the establishment of Indonesia Investment Authority, INA. She also mentioned the challenges in the global context, especially COVID-19 pandemic. Amid such a situation, Foreign Affairs Ministry and Investment Ministry synergized more tightly and agreed to work out of the box to accelerate economic recovery. Minister Retno Marsudi also affirmed that in this framework, the MOU was made as a strong basis to cooperate in the next 3 years and to build fast inter-ministerial relations without complicated bureaucracy.
Tak ini tak lelahkan hatiku. rasa ini.
Tak pernah padamkan rinduku.
Namun sebaliknya rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Satu untukku.
Saya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah pada waktunya. Cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me,
baby.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you travel to Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara, you will find some tourism destination. One of them is Taman Langit Bukit Bengkaung. This tourism attraction offers you the beauty of Lombok from a height. Its location is in Lembah Sari, Batu Layar Sub-District, West Lombok Regency. Bukit Bengkaung is located 11 km north of northern Mataram City, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara Province. To enter this tourism destination, you have to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah per person. When you enter Taman Langit Bukit Bengkaung, you will see rows of cafes and restaurants. At the park, you can enjoy various types of food with nice views of hills in Lombok. This tourism location is 550 meters above the sea level. From this place, you can also enjoy the sunset to the sparkling lights of Lombok City. For you who like photography, this attraction offers lots of photo spots. There are some interesting photo spots, such as the background of the twinkling lights, the faint birds, and the sky door.
Besides sitting to enjoy various culinary delights and seeing its natural beauty at Taman Langit Bukit Pengkaung, you can also try to learn activities such as harvesting honey. At Bukit Pengkaung, you can also enjoy Trigona honey. Here, you can learn to harvest and taste this Trigona honey. Then, you can also try other processed honey products. One of them is bee pollen. Of course, you can do all these tourism activities by implementing health protocols. You can also visit this tourism spot if the pandemic has been over. Bukit Pengkaung Tourism Attraction has complete tourism facilities such as parking areas, toilets, prayer rooms, and Wi-Fi access.
Percaya, oh, sadarkan kau.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Batik collections by Indonesian designers were sold on the catwalk at a fashion show in Canada held by the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Indonesian Consulate General in Vancouver, Canada, late August. At least 12 selected collections of batik by Indonesian designers Antin Kartini, the Indonesian diaspora from Montreal, Canada, appeared in this event. Antin Kartini is one of the winners of the Best Fashion Designers 2021 award from Faces magazine Ottawa with her work Wave Motif that carries the beauty of the Indonesian sea. The Trangshou Fashion Show is the culmination of the 2021 Indonesian Trade Show series of events with the theme A Flavorful Journey to Indonesia, Discover Indonesian Diversity and Heritage. Head of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, Vancouver, Robbie Handoko explained that this fashion show aims to introduce and build a positive image of Indonesia and Indonesian products in the Canadian market. In line with the theme, Indonesian Trade Show 2021, the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Indonesian Consulate General in Vancouver raised batik products, one of the cultural heritage and works of Indonesian ancestors that have been recognized worldwide. At the end of each season, there was a direct sale of Antin Kartini's collection of clothes to the performance participants. The participants who attended were the public and invited guests from the province of British Columbia and its surroundings. Indonesian Consul General in Vancouver, Hendra Halim, remarked that batik products are known as part of the creative economy products, which are dominated by small artisans. Designers Antin Kartini creates batik designs written by artisans from the Bantul area, Yogyakarta, and shown by home industries around Jakarta. Halim also said that Indonesia is ranked 7th as supplier of textile products in the Canadian market after South Korea, China, the United States, Pakistan, India, and Japan. This position must be maintained by diversifying the types of export products. For example, for batik products, besides being able to be used in official events, batik from cotton can be used as a daily clothing, especially in summer, as beachwear. That's miscellany.
And I love you, so I'm on your heart. sudah. Karena kamu, hanya kamu dalam hidupku, tiada yang lain. Karena kamu datang memang untukku, hadir dalam hidupku, mengisi ruang di hatiku. Baby, sembuhkan aku dari sakitku, kegalauan hatiku. Baby, wanna say thank you and I love you selamanya, hanya kamu.
Hello, I'm Steve Scott, Australia's Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia. A robust and dynamic media is vital for all societies, particularly in these changing times. Today, as we celebrate Indonesia's 76th year of independence, I would also like to wish Radio Republik Indonesia a happy 76th anniversary. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh Di Mato. The song was rearranged by Jeremiah Saputra and resung by Talia Emerandal. This song, which was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931, tells the story of a nomad's longing for the beauty of her amazing hometown, surrounded by mountains. She misses his parents, seniors, brothers, and friends who are friendly and willing to work together. Here is the regional song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh Di Mato, sung by Talia Emerandal and rearranged by Jeremiah Saputra.
Thank you.
Jawa di Mato, Guno Sansai Baku Liliang, Takana Jo Kawan-kawan Den Lamo, Sangke Basulian-sulian,
I'm Francisco Gutierrez Figueroa, CDA of the Embassy of Peru in Indonesia. I would like to say happy 76th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. I wish for the prosperity of Indonesia and for the happiness and well-being of our peoples.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but a show. I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind.
You'll be you and I'll be me. This is how it is. You'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't.
You don't.
We don't
mind it no more.
Cause I don't mind.
Of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Seakan tak menjalin cinta.
kamu sendiri yang mengajari aku terbiasa hidup tanpa kamu. Jadi jangan salah.
Teganya hatimu duakan cintaku di saat diriku susah begini. Dulu kau ku sayang-sayang, dulu kau ku puja-puja bagaikan raja yang bergelimang harta. Tapi mengapa kau kini kau berubah setelah diriku jatuh dan susah begitu. Pandang sebelah mata serta pura-pura lupa. Lupakan diriku, aku memang tak punya.
Listener, we end our Togetherness in English Language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English Language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.